Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Tesvav, five lines on the bottom of Daf Yudal and Beis, and on the top of Daf Yudal and Beis, we saw a Mishnah where the words were very cryptic, and the Gemara is going through all the words of the Mishnah. And keep in mind, the Gemara in Daf Vav and Beis stated, Haitana, Tana Yushalmisi, Vitana Lishna Klila, and regarding the first Mishnah in our Mesechta, we said the Tana was a Tana that lived in Yushalayim, and they were careful to be Makatsa B'diburai, and that's why the Mishnah Daf Beis now said, Chava Mazik, instead of saying the Lashon of Chayva Mazik, and the Mefarshim explained that just like the Tana Daf Beis Amud Aleph was a Tana Yushalmis, the same applies to the Mishnah Daf Tesam and Beis and our Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis, where we see that the Tana was very cryptic and we have to explain each word individually. And this was the style of this Tana that lived in Yerushalayim, and that's why he kept the Mishnah very short, and we now have to explain it. And the Gemara is up to the point where it quotes from the Mishnah that stated Al Pi Edim, and clearly it can't be that the Mishnah is telling us that you need to have Edim in order to be Mechayev someone if they're Mazik someone, and certainly why else would they be Mechayev? And certainly there's a requirement to have Edim. And the Gemara states that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Prat L'Moedim Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Shu Pata. Since we know that Moedim Knas is Pata, so any time where a Chiyah for Hezek is based on a Knas, and for example, by Oynesu Mufata, or by a Kefal, or by a Chiyah of Dal V'Hei, which are all Knasses, then the din is certainly that Moedim Knas is Pata. And in addition, there's a bigger Chiddush, and even if Reuven is Moedim about this Knas, and therefore he should be Pata, and then Edim come and actually testify they did this act, and therefore there are Edim involved, you would still be Potter, as Moedim B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim is still Potter. And the Gemara asks, Hanich L'Manda Oma, Moedim B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Potter. This would work out according to the Manda Oma that we will have on the Ayin Edim Ralph, that states that if someone's Moedim B'Knas and then Edim come, that they're still Potter, and we still say the Klal of Moedim B'Knas is Potter, El Manda Oma, but according to that Manda Oma on the Ayin Hay, that states that if Reuven is Moedim B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim and then Edim come, that Reuven would be Chayiv, and the Klal of Moedim B'Knas Potter only applies where Reuven is the only one that was Maidah, and there never Edom that came to testify. So Ma'ikel Emeimah, so L'chir, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? And Taisa states in the last Taisa of Amid, the Lo Maidah B'Knas V'Loi Bo Edom Klal Le'itzuch, and you can't tell me that the Mishnah is coming to teach you the basic din that Maidah B'Knas is Pata, the Mastisi B'Meruba, as that is din that's Mefurish in the Mishnah, and Daf Ayin Dalam Beis, Dal Pi'atzme Pata, Lo Shayach Tani V'Hadu Mefarish, and you can't say, as we said before, regarding other dinim, that our Tana mentions this in passing by stating Al Pi Edom, and therefore we learn Maidah B'Knas is Pata, and the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalam Beis repeats this din in order to go and expand on the din, as Taisa says, the Imarach Shom Yisim Mekan, because over there the Mishnah just states the basic din and doesn't say additional dinim, and therefore you can't answer this teretz. And the Gemara answers Sefer Istruchalei that in Chinami the ratio where it states Al Pi Edim is not really a major chiddush, and as Rashi says that really the words Al Pi Edim means She Ido Al Nezer Bezin She Zehizikai. In order to be Mechayev the Mazik, you have to have two Edim that come to Bezin and are made that Reuven was Mazik Shimon. And when the Mishnah tells us Api Edim, it's not actually teaching us a major Chiddush, but you need to read this together with the next line. And we continue on Daf Tesavim Rav, and the way to read the Mishnah is Api Edim that are B'nai Chayrin and are B'nai Bris. The only Edim that will be qualified in order to testify regarding the Zikin are only Edim that are B'nai Chayrin and B'nai Bris. And as the Gemara states, B'nai Chayrin L'Muta Avadim, B'nai Chayrin are coming to be made that Avadim Kananim are not kosher to be made, and B'nai Bris L'Muta Avadim, and B'nai Bris come to be Mayat, Chavim are not going to be kashal edus, and the Gemara states v'tzvicha, and we need both of these dinim in the Mishnah, and we need Bnei Chayrin to teach us that excludes Avadim Knanim that they're not kashal edus, and Bnei Bris come to be Mayat, Avadim Chavim that not kashal edus, and the Gemara explains the Iyashmin and Eved Mishum the Inle Yachas, as if we would only mention that an Eved Knani cannot be an Abe, Negei, and Ezekin, we would say that's because it's Inle Yachas, and as Rashi says, since we said in Mesech Tzivamas, that Hakomedim be Eved she Inle Yachas, Kedichsiv Amachamar, Amadim. Since he's on such a low level, therefore maybe he can't be an aid. But a regular guy who has some shaykhs to his father, as we know that there's a din that he could be Yerush's father, so maybe the din would be that he could be an aid. And if the Mishnah would only tell us that Nachri can't be an aid, so we would say that's because as a guy has no shaykhs to the mitzvahs, and he only has to keep the Zayim mitzvah, but by an eved, they shaykh mitzvahs like an isha, maybe we would say that he's on a high level and he could be an aid, tzricha, and therefore we need both cases on Mishnah. And before we continue, the Shita Mekubetzes brings down a question that L'chira, when the Gemara stated that according to the Madama, that Meidu Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Yichayev, and the Gemara asked, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Why don't we just say that that's good for the Chiddush that the Mishnah is telling us when it says they have to pay Al Pi Edim, which means that even if you were Meidu B'Knas and then Edim come, you would be Chayev. And the Shita explains, as the entire Mishnah is coming to tell us, Chiddush Kedushim, B'degiyah Miyutim, and times that you not pay, and it's not come to teach us times that you will pay, and therefore that can't be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, V'anoshim b'chlal nezek, and women are b'chlal dinei hezek. L'maisa, this has two different sides of the coin. First of all, that not only men would be chayiv to mazik someone, but even if a woman is mazik someone, or the animal is mazik someone, that the woman would be chayiv. And number two, not only would someone be chayiv to mazik a man, but they would also be chayiv to mazik a woman. And the Gemara continues, Minani Mili, how do we know this, and what's the makara? So the Gemara will bring down three makaris. Amr Abudam Rab, and Abudam says the name of Rab, Bechin Tanav Rab Shmuel, and the yeshiva of Rab Shmuel, they taught a braisa as Amakra, the Pasuk in Nasi states, Isha Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chotayis Adam, and we see the Hishvakas of Ishal Ishal Chol Anshin Shabbatayra, that the Torah compares a woman to a man for all Anshin Shabbatayra, and just like with the Gaya Karbanais, that a woman has the same din as an Ish, therefore the same din would apply by all Hazekim, the Bira Blazatana, and the yeshiva Blazat we learned, Ve'ilam Mishpatim Mishatasim Flame, the Torah says in Pash Mishpatim, these are the Mishpatim you should place in front of them, and it says Eloshin Rabim, and as Rashi says, Kulim Mechlal, and therefore we learn out, Hishvakasav Ish L'Ish L'Chol Dinim Shabbatayra, and we see the Torah is not Mechal between a man and a woman for all din in the Torah. And finally, the Gemara brings the third Mekar, the Bechiski of Rabbi Segulili Tana, then the Yeshiva of Chiski, and Rabbi Segulili learned that Amakra, the Pasuk in Pash Mishpatim states, Vimshar Nakachu Mitmel Shilsham, Vahu Bevalo Valeish Mereno, Vahimis Isha Isha, Hashay Yisakal, Vagam Baal of Yumas. Once again, Hishvakas of Ishul Ish, Lachol Misish of the Torah, that you see the Torah compares a man and a woman for all Misish in the Torah, and keep in mind that this Pasuk is not talking about the Mazik, but it's talking about comparing a man to a woman when there is damage that is done to a man and woman. In this case, the man and woman were killed by the Shar. And the Gemara continues that although we brought three different Makarias from three different Mandarim, however, Vitzrichi, we need all these Makarias, the Iashmin and Kamaisa, if we only have the first Pasuk where we brought a Pasuk from Pashas Nasa of Ish Isha, Kiyasmi Kol Chateisa Adam, and that's talking about Kabanis. So one may think, Hasim Nechos Rachman Allah, maybe over there where she needs a carbon, the Torah says we want to make sure that she has a Kapara, and therefore they had Rachmanisaha, Kihikhdavla Kapara, Avaldinim, Babinigaya Dinim, Ishtaba Masumatin in Ishaloi. Maybe we would say that only a man who generally does business did the Torah say that there's a chia for him if he's a mazik or if he's nizik, you would have to pay. However, since women are not generally involved in business and in transactions and in commerce, therefore they did not make the din that they're going to be chayiv in nizokin, or that potentially you'd be chayiv if you're mazik them. And v'iyashmin and dinan, if the Torah would only state elam eshpatim eshetasim ufeim kehech tevelach yuso, maybe we would say that the Torah says that she will be chayiv as a mazik even b'negei adinim, as if not, people won't want to do business with her, and if there's a woman involved in commerce, she won't be able to do business. And as Rashi states, the loy havoy b'chlal dinim havi parshi tagrimina, business people will not want to do business with her. Maybe that's why the Torah included her in dinim. However, aval kapara ishta bar mitzvah in ishta d'la bas mitzvah loy. So maybe since the Torah was machmi on a man and he has to fulfill all mitzvahs, so maybe the Torah required him to have a kapara. However, since a woman is not chayiv in all mitzvahs, and as we know, she's part for mitzvah seh she's magrama, so maybe the Torah was also makel on a woman that she doesn't need a kapara, and therefore we need a pasuk in Pashas Nasa that states isha isha kiyasim mikol chateisa adam. And the Gemara continues, v'iyashmina hanitati, is we only have these two psukim, hacha mishum kapara v'hacha mishum chiyusa. In both those cases, there's a reason why we would say that we don't differentiate between a man and a woman, because a woman needs kapara, and also a woman has to do commerce, and if it wouldn't be mechayiv her, then other men would not want to do business with her. But maybe when there's a shayla, if a shark kills a person, so maybe the Torah specifically said the ishta bar mitzvah mishalom kaifa, that only b'negei a shar that kills a man, and since he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, so therefore it is a requirement for the owner of the shar to pay kaifa, because as Rashi says, the lemaisa he caused a person to be batal for mitzvahs. Maybe that's why the Torah says mishalom ba'al shar kaifa liyashim mishum batal in mitzvahs. However, isha loy, maybe the shar kills a woman, since she's not chayiv in all mitzvahs, so maybe the Torah was not machmir on the ba'al shar, and maybe he would not have to pay kaifa, and that's why the Torah had to tell us in Pashim Mishpatim, Behemis Isha Isha, that there is no chil between a man and a woman, even with the chiv of kaifa. And finally, the Gemara tells us, V'yashmin and kaifa, and if we would only tell you the din of kaifa in the Torah and say that there's a comparison between a man and a woman, Mishum the ikabidu the shama, because over there it's so chomer that a shark killed someone, so therefore the Torah says that you're going to be chayiv even if you killed a woman, Avalhani Tati, the lucky Ibn Shama, but maybe Medegeir Dinim and Medegeir Din of Kabanis, where there's no Ibn Shama, Imaloi, so maybe the Torah would not require a woman to pay hezek or bring a carbon, so tzricha, and that's why we need all three psukim. And before we continue, Taisus at the top of them points out that even though our Gemara just stated that Hishvakas of Ishul Ish l'chol din shebetorah, however, that is still only in cases where the Pasha was stated in Lashem Zachah, However, if the Torah did not only state in the Lashon Zacha, but actually states Mefurish Ish, then we would actually think that it was only Ish and not a woman. For example, like the Torah states Ish Ki Kalal, and the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin is Ein Liel Ish Isha Minayin. Therefore, in those cases, we have to have the Limudim in order to include a woman as well. And also, Ayin Taisi Diva Maskal Asher Tassel Lefneim, the Lemaisa, the Gemara wanted to say that the word Lefneim comes to include a woman just like a man, and Taisi asks that Lemaisa, the Gemara Masechta Gittin says that the word Lefneim comes to teach us V'loy Lefneim Jaitis, and we know what Isha's Psul Ladin, and if so, L'chira, the word Lefneim is not coming to include a woman, Ayin Shem, and Taisi also asks that L'chira, how could our Gemara say that the word Lefneim is coming to include an Isha if Lemaisa we already dash him for the word Lefneim, V'loy Lefneim Jaitis? And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last three words of the Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis that the Mishnah stated Hanizik v'Amazik v'Tashlumin, and it's mashma that both the Nizik and the Masik in some way are paying for this damage. And the Gemara will discuss this point in a moment, but first the Gemara brings a machlekes as to what the din is b'negeya chetzi nezek, b'negeya a tam that pays only chetzi nezek when it damages using its karen. And the Gemara begins itma we learned palganizka rapapa amayna rapunu b'ed Rabbi Shua amaknasa, that what is the status of palganizka? Rapapa states that it's considered mumin, and Rapunu b'ed Rabbi Shua says it's considered a case of knas. And of course the nafkamina would be number one, if moida b'knas would be pata, according to Rapapa would not be pata, and according to Rapunu b'ed Rabbi Shua, since it's a knas, therefore if the mazik is moida, he would be pata. And number two, we will see on Amud Beis that we know that in don dini knas b'bavel and only b'smuchin, and that would be another nafkamina. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the svaras of machlekes between Rapapa and Rapunu b'ed Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara states Rapapa amud meina, Rapapa says that karen is considered a chiyuv of mamin, and the din of chetzi nezek is a chiyuv of mamin, because kasavas dam shvarim la b'chetzi shimakami. Then he holds that when you have a regular shar, that it's normal that they're prone to damage even with karen, and therefore it's tzrichi shima. Really, there was a responsibility for Reuven to guard his shar very well, and since he didn't do so, so really Reuven should be chayiv nezek shalim. And as the Gemara states, if a dinu de bayil shlumi kule, and really Reuven should have to pay nezek shalim. V'achmanu de chosala da kati lo yaturei. However, the Torah had rachmanis on him and understood it's very hard to guard a shor from Karen, and therefore they said, we will have rachmanis and we will not require you to pay Nezik Shalim until you are warned three times. And the Gemara continues, Rav Huna Beit Rashua Maknasa, and Rav Huna Beit Rashua said that Chapal Ganiska is considered a knas, because Sava he actually holds exactly the opposite, that Stam Shvarim Bechas Hashim Kaimi, that's not normal for a shor to go and stress another animal Bekabana, and therefore really Reuven didn't have any reason to guard the shor over Dinu Delel Shalom Klal, and therefore based on the Svara, really Reuven should not be chayiv at all, as he didn't cause this damage and he didn't have responsibility to guard his shor. V'achmanu de kansei, however, the Torah knas Reuven and they still required him to pay chetzi nezek kehechad lintrei l'turei, in order that he should guard his shor and at least somewhat be responsible. And the Gemara continues and we want to bring a raya from our Mishnah that palganizka is memayna. In Tanam we learned in our Mishnah hanizik v'amazik b'tashlumin, that both the nizik and the mazik have some sort of responsibility to pay when there was a hezik. And the Gemara explains bishlein l'man of palganizka memayna. We can understand Pshat Mishnah according to our papa who holds that palganizka is memayna, because hainu d'shayach nizik b'tashlumin. So we can understand that the nizik is paying some of the damages, because really the nizik should be receiving nezik shalim, since the mazik should be chayiv nezik shalim, and the Torah just had rachmanis on the mazik, and therefore it said that you only have to pay chetzi nezik when the shor was a tam, and therefore it comes out that Shimon is actually paying towards the hezik, as really he should be getting more money, and the Torah just said not to collect it, and it's as if he's paying for his own hezik. As Rashi says, Klayma mafsi mashahi roiloi, to buy the mishkal kule, shezep pasha b'sheri shalei shamrei. However, the Gemara is, el man ama palganiska knasa, but according to Rav Huna Beit Rabbi Shua, who holds that palganiska is considered a knas, the Gemara is, that how could the Mishnah say that a nizik v'amazik v'tashlumin, that some way the nizik is actually paying for some of the damages, but really the nizik should not be getting anything at all, and therefore really he's even getting something that doesn't belong to him, because he's getting 50% of the hezik, and really should get zero, and therefore how can you say that he's actually paying towards his hezik, as in this case he's actually gaining and not losing? And as Rashi says, b'tashlumin isei bitmiya, the mashma shemashtum bidinoi, that he's losing out some way min adin. Of course he didn't have any din to actually keep any part of the money. The Gemara answers that even according to the Manda Omer, that pal ganizkas knasa lo nitzucha elo pras nevela, that there is a loss to the nizik, based on the concept that we spoke about on Daf Yudon Beis, b'negei pras nevela, and the case was where Reuven's shor was worth $1,000. That means the shor of Shimon that's worth $1,000, and at this point the shor of the nizik, the shor of Shimon, is only worth $200, and at this point it's a nevela, and all the value is based on its basa and based on its skins, and the din is that Reuven only paid to Shimon based on the current value of that nevela in the course of of the nevela would be offset to the actual loss. And for example, in this case, since the loss to Shimon was $800, therefore Reuven would pay chatzin ezek, and he would have to pay Shimon $400. And the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even if the nevela goes down in price, and at the point that Reuven goes to Bezdin and is becoming chayiv, the actual nevela is only worth $100, then Reuven would still only be chayiv to Shimon $400, and any loss that will occur between the time the animal dies and the time of the Gemara Din will actually be borne by the Nizik and not by the Mazik, and therefore it's as if the Nizik is contributing to his Hezek as well. It's really the Nizik lost $900 and not $800, and even so, the Nizik is only going to receive $400 from Reuven and not $450. Gemara continues and asks, Pras Nevela, if you're telling me that our Mishnah is teaching us the din of Pras Nevela, Hatamalei Reisha, L'maisan Daf Yudam Beis, we said that we already learned this from the Reisha, as the Mishnah states, Idan Daf Beis Imnaf, on Tesla Beis, Tashlumi Nezek, Melamin Shabbalim Metapel Mevela, and we learn out that the Bailam of Metapel Mevela, and ultimately the Gemara says that not only would the Nizik have to be Metapel Mevela, but also that there's a din of Pras Nevela, and the Gemara answers, Chadab Etam, Chadab Mu'ud, in a Chanami, we need the two Limudim, one to teach us that this is the Halacha B'negei Etam, and one to teach us that this is also the Halacha B'negei Mu'ud, Vitzricha, and we need both of these Limudim, the Eshmi and Tam, because it would only teach us this din B'negei Etam, Mishun Da Kathil Yayid, so we would say that the reason why the Pras Nevela is to the Nizik is because since we hold the coin to Smanda Amra, that Chatzin Nezik is Knasahu, and therefore it makes sense to be Makel on the owner of the Shar, because you didn't warn him yet, and the Shar was only a Tam, Avamud, Eimaloi, but B'negei Mu'ud, maybe we would say that the Pras Nevela would actually be a loss that would be borne by the Mazik and not by the Nizik, since the Bala Shar was already warned and the Shar was a Mu'ud, so maybe the loss of the value of the Behemah would be borne by the Mazik and not by the Nizik. And therefore, we had to teach the Din that Pras Nevela is borne by the Nizik by the case of a Mu'ud, Yash bin a Mu'ud, and if we'd only say the Din of Pras Nevela is the Nizik by the case of a Mu'ud, Meshum to come Shalom Kulay, and since the owner of the Mu'ud has to pay all of the losses, so maybe the Terry at least was Makel on him, B'negei Pras Nevela and B'negei depreciation. But B'negei Tam, where he's only paying Chatzin Nezek, maybe the Terry would require the Mazik to pay the full damages, and the depreciation would be on the side of the Mazik and not the loss of the Nizik. And Tzricha, and that's why the Mishnah has to teach us this din in two different places in order to teach us that the din of Pras Nevela applies both to Mu'ud and to a Tam. The Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your raya from Mishnah Daf Tazayin Rebeis, that Chatzin Nezek is Memoina and not Knasa, as the Mishnah states, Ma being Tam Mu'ud, what is the chilah between a Tam and a Mu'ud? Shatam Shalom Chatzin Nezek Begufay, because a Tam pays Chatzin Nezek, and it's only from the actual animal and from the animal of the Mazik, Mu'ud Mishalom Nezek Shalom and Aliyah, and a Mu'ud will pay Nezek Shalom, and it could even be more than the value of the animal of the Mazik. The Gemara asks, Vim Isa, and if it's true that Palganiska is Knasa, so listening Namiha, L'chayr, we have another Nafkamina between a Tam and Mu'ud, as Tam in Mishalom and Opiasboi, that since Palganiska is Knasa, therefore might be Knas by a Tam would be Pata, and Mu'ud Mishalom and Opiasboi, however, B'negei Mu'ud, where the Chiyav and the responsibility to pay is the Chiyav Mammon, so of course we wouldn't say might be Knas is Pata. And the Gemara answers, Tana V'shaya, that in Chinami, really the Mishnah should have brought this case as well, however, the Tana of the Mishnah left out this case. And the Gemara asks, My Shaya the High Shaya, as we already explained, that whenever the Tana has one thing to leave out, it's not the Derech to leave out one thing, and therefore by the fact that it seems to leave out this one thing, it must be that this is not enough Kamina, and therefore with L'chayre, it should be a Raya, that Chatzin Nezek is Memayna. And the Gemara answers, Shaya Chatzin Kaifa, that there actually is another Shia, because we left out the din of Chatzin Kaifa. And as Rashi states, Chatzin Kaifa, Mu'ud Shehemis is Adam, if there's a Mu'ud that kills a person, Mishalim Kaifa L'Yashim, he has to pay Kaifa to the Yashim, V'tam Afilu Chatzin Kaifa L'Mishalim. However, if there's an animal that kills a person, and the animal is only a Tam, then the animal's owner would not be chayev to pay at all, and not even chetzi kaifer. Therefore, there are really three nafkaminas that the Mishnah really should have brought, and the Mishnah only brought one of them and left out the other two. Keep in mind that the first nafkamina which the Mishnah brought down was a Tam pays chetzi nezek and Mu'ud pays nezek shalim. And this last case is not just telling us there's a nafkamina b'negei kaifer that's similar to the case of Hezek, as b'negei kaifer there actually would be a different nafkamina, as the owner of a Tam that kills a person would not be chayev to pay any kaifer, would not even pay chetzi kaifer, while a Mu'ud would pay the full kaifa to the Yarshim. And the Gemara continues, and Taisis and Dima Maskel Imashim Chatzi Kaifa Lav Shiru points out that the Gemara at this point is asking a question that Bishleim according to the Man Amar that Chatzi Nezek is a Knas. There were actually two different Nafkaminas that were left out, and the Mishnah left out the Nafkamina of Tam Inim Mishalim and Piatzmai and the Mu'ud Mishalim as Piatzmai, and the Mishnah also left out the Din B'degei Kaifa that a Tam would not pay Kaifa at all, and the Mu'ud would pay Kaifa Shalim. However, according to the Man Amar that Palganiska is Memayna, so L'chayr is only one thing that we left out, as the Mishnah didn't speak about Nafkamina B'degei Kaifa, and of course the Nafkamina B'degei being Mishalim Korban Piatzmai is not enough Kamina, according to the Man Amar, the Chetzed Nizek is Memoina, as of course is never a din that Ina Mishalom al Piatzmai, and therefore the Gemara now answers, Imashum Chetzed Kaifa, Lav Shiru, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah should have mentioned Chetzed Kaifa, that's actually not something that the Mishnah left out, as Hamani Rabbi Yisrael Glili, as our Mishnah specifically going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the Amar Tam Mishalom Chetzed Kaifa, who argues on Tanakama, and he holds on Daf Mem Beis Amalav, that the owner of a Tam that kills a person would pay Chetzed Kaifa and would not be Potter. Therefore, there was no case that the Mishnah left out. Rashi points out that the Imashum, the High Mishalom Kaifa Shalom, the High Loy Mishalom El Palga Kaifa, that if you're going to tell me that it was still an Afkamina, because a Mood would pay Kaifa Shalom and a Tam pays Chetzed Kaifa, Lash Yuru, that's not something that the Mishnah left out. The Tan Loy Tam Mishalom Chetzed Nezek, Umood Nezek Shalom, the Kaifa Bechlal, as when the Mishnah stated in Afkamina that Tam pays Chetzed Nezek and a Mood pays Nezek Shalom, that of course includes that a Tam pays Chetzed Kaifa and a Mood pays Kaifa Shalom, and therefore it's not an additional nafkamina, ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya, and the raya will bring from Mishnah Maseches Ksubis on daf mem alef from an aleph, and we will try to bring a raya that palga nizka is b'mayna, and we'll try to bring a raya to the shita of Rapapa. And we continue on daf tesvav and beis, and the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis states, hey Mishurius Pliny, if Ruvain states and he's mayda, then my shark killed Shimon, and therefore I'm chayiv kaifa, I shurish Pliny, or he was mayda, then my shark killed the shore of Shimon, Harez Mishalom al Piatzmai. In both those cases, Reuven would have to pay based on his own admission, and we do not say that it's Maida B'Knas, and he's going to be Potter. And the Gemara asks, my lab Tam, that L'chari, that Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven's animal was a Tam, and even so, Reuven went to Bezdin, and he said that my shore killed Shimon, and therefore, as Rashi points out, that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, we just saw on that Tezvav Manav, who holds that if a Tam kills a person, then the owner would be Chayev Chetzi Kaifer, and therefore, Reuven is saying that I'm Chayev Chetzi Kaifa, or Reuven said that my Shar Tam killed the Shar of Shimon, and therefore I'm Chayev Chetzi Nezek. And since we see that the Mishnah states Harizim Mishalom and Piatzmai, we see that the din of Chetzi Nezek and Chetzi Kaifa is Memoina and not Knasa. If Chetzi Nezek or Chetzi Kaifa would be a Knas, then we would say that Maida B'Knas is Potter, and the Mishnah states that you could be Chayev. And the Gemara answers, Loi B'Mu'ud, that really the Mishnah over there is talking about a case where Reuven's animal was a Mu'ud, and that's why certainly is not a case of Maida B'Knas, that's Potter, and that's why you're chayiv, both in the case of Kaifa and the case of Nezek. And the Gemara asks that if you're telling me that the Mishnah over there is specifically talking about a case of a Mu'ud, of a Tam Mai, so what would be the din if Reuven's animal was a Tam, Hachinami the Im Mishalom and Piasboy, then you would say that it would be considered a case of Maida B'Knas, and therefore Reuven would be Potter, Yehachia Tani Sefer. So why is it then that Mishnah we bring down a Sefer of a case of Hamisharius Abdei Shalplani, the Im Mishalom and Piasboy, in order to bring an example where you'd be Maida B'Knas, you'd be Potter, we bring a case where Reuven said that my shor killed the Eved of Shimon, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv because the shleishim of Eved is definitely a knas. So why did the Mishnah actually state this in regard to a case of a standard normal case and not bring in a case of an Eved? And we would have said the medra mu b'mu'ud, and the only time that we said that if Reuven is meidah that he's going to be mishalom piatzmai is by mu'ud because he's not being meidah b'knas. However, avol b'tam in mishalom piatzmai, if Reuven's shor would have been a tam, and if he had been in Bezdin that his shor killed Shimon, or that his shor that was a tam killed the shor of Shimon, then he would be potter because Maida B'Knas is potter. And by the fact that the Mishnah did not say this case, it's mashma that even the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about a tam, and we see like the man Oma, the Chetzi Nezek is considered mamon, and that's why the din is the imishalom piatzmai. And the Gemara answers kul mamud kamayri, that the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis wanted to specifically speak about cases where the shor was a mu'ud, and as Rashi says v'chelukin the mu'ud b'ilash minan, that the Mishnah wanted to specifically talk about chelukin b'negei mu'ud, that sometimes it could be considered al piatzmai, and even by a mu'ud, when you kill an eved, it's considered a knas. And as Rashi says, the mishalom lam l'slayim, they always pay 30 slayim, v'afilu inu shavel dina, and even if the eved kanani is only worth a dina, still the baal shor will pay 30 slayim. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that even in a case of mu'ud, it's possible to have a case of knas, and maida b'knas is potter. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya that pal ganiska is m'mayna, and l'maisa, this is going to be the fourth raya to the tzad of Rapapa that pal ganiska is m'mayna. And the Gemara brings from a braisa that states that klal, this is the general rule, called the mishalom yesal mashizik in mishalom piatzmai, that in any case where someone pays more than what they actually damaged, then you would not pay al piatzmai, and that would be the definition of knas. And for example, as Rashi brings down the Maseches Ksubis, kagoyin negichas eved v'chein einis menfatu meitzi shemra v'tashlumi kefal v'tashlumi abo v'chamisha. The Gemara brings a raya, my love, the lecher it's muchach hapachat mashizik mishalim, if when paying for damage you pay less than the actual physical damage, then that would be considered mamon and not a knas. And l'chari, we see that in the case of palganiska, where you're not paying as much as you damage, that it's considered mamon and not knas, and that's why we would say that you mishalom piatzmai. And the Gemara answers, loy, that that is not the diak. How can mash hizik mishalom? The diak that you should make from this brisa is that if someone is responsible to pay for the exact damage that he caused, then that is considered mamon, and therefore you'd be mishalom piatzmai, and it wouldn't be a case of a knas. However, if it would be less than what you actually damage, then that would still be a case of knas, and the din would be that you're in a mishalom piatzmai, as maydu b'knas would be pata. And the Gemara therefore asks, av pachis mai hachi nami d'lo mishalom, are you telling me that if someone pays less than the actual damage, for example, in the case of chetzi nezek, then you would be considered that you're paying a knas, and therefore you'd not be mishalom piatzmai, as we would say that maydu b'knas is pata? But the Gemara asks, hachi, if that is true, aditani, why did the Braisa state zeh klal, this general rule, kol mishalom yeso mashizik in a mishalom piatzmai, that if someone pays more than the actual damage, then you wouldn't be mishalom piatzmai, and that's considered knas? And by stating the general rule in this manner, it caused confusion, and we had to explain that the brisa just means that hakam masha hizik is mishalim. L'maisa, the brisa could have been clearer, and listening, it could have stated zeh klal, that this is the general rule, kol she'inu mishalom k'masha hizik, that any time you don't pay exactly as you damage, the mashma pachas or mashma yisa, that's mashma if it would be less, or if it would be more, that would be considered knas, and you'd be in mishalom piatzmai. And the Gemara states that based on this question to yufta, this would be a tiyufta to the Manda Oma, which was of Huna Brei Rabbi Shua, that said that palganiska is a knas. And the Gemara continues and states, v'hilchus of palganiska knasa, that the loch is, the chetzi nezek is considered knas. And the Gemara asks, tiyufta v'hilchus, we just said it's tiyufta to the Manda Oma that says the chetzi nezek knas, and now we pass it like that Manda Oma, l'chari, it doesn't make sense. And also, as we pointed out, all four of the questions that the Gemara had were all on the Manda Oma that palganiska is knasa. The Gemara answers in, even though we just stated it's a tiyufta, but we're going to pass it like Rav Huna Beit Roshua, that Chetzi Nezek is a Knas, because Tam and Mai have a Tifta, that what was the whole reason why we said it's a Tifta, Mishum Dolek Tani Kamesha Hizik, as that we didn't say a general rule, that the only time that you consider that's Mammon is only when you pay Kamesha Hizik, as long as you either pay more than the Hezek or less than the Hezek, it would be considered a Knas, and therefore might have a Knas is Pata, and the reason why the Braisa did not say it in this way is Loi Psikale, is because that Klal was not an actual exact Klal, because Kimin Ika Chetzi Nezek Sirius, because since there's a case weird, if someone pays chetzi nezek and they're paying it based on tzurius, which is his keichai and not gufai, and we know that this doesn't fit into the din of karen, and that's not why you pay chetzi nezek. And really, it's a case of regal because the damage is caused by the shor walking, and therefore it's derech hiluchai and should be categorized as regal, and therefore you should be chayiv nezek shalim. And as the Gemara says, the hilchas gemira lo de mainu that the halacha mishum Sinai that taught us that the case of tzurius is a case of regal, and therefore it is a chayiv mamin, and really should pay nezek shalim. Just that there's a halacha mishum Sinai that tells us that he only pays chetzi nezek and not nezek shalim. In that case, even though you're not paying kamash hizik and you're paying less than you were mazik, then it would be that you're still mishalim al piatzmai, as it's not a case of knas, and therefore we would not say moed b'knas is pata and mishum halchi loy tani. And that is why when the Braisa says this general rule, it did not say that kol she'in mishalim kamash hizik. If it would say so, it would be mashmur that any time you pay less than what you were mazik, it is considered a case of knas. And of course, b'negei tzurius, that is not a case of knas. That is why the Braisa specifically said that the klal is kol mishalom yeso mash hizik inu mishalom piatzmai, as that is a general rule that doesn't have any exceptions. And the Gemara continues, v'hash the amr palganiska knasa, now that we pass on the Reuven of Beit Rabbi Shua that palganiska is a knas, and really Reuven shouldn't have to pay anything at all when it's sure that's a tam damages using karen. Therefore, high kalba da ochel imri, if there's a dog that eats a sheep, or shunra da ochel tanagaylo, or there's a cat that eats a chicken, shunru, it is so unusual, and therefore instead of considering this a told of Shane, it would actually be considered a told of Karen, and therefore you'd only pay Chetzi Nezek. And since Chetzi Nezek is a Knas, you would not be able to collect a Knas in Bavel. As Rashi says, the Indon Dina Knas is El Bismuchen, over Bavel in Smicha, and in Bavel there were no Talmud Chum that had Smicha. The Gemara continues, Bahani Mil Biravri, and when did they say that this is considered Mashunah, and therefore it's not Shane but Karen? It is only when a dog ate a large sheep or a cat ate a large chicken. However, Al Bezutri Uchriu, if it ate a small sheep or a small chicken, then that's considered normal way, and therefore it would be a toldo shein, and you'd be chayiv nezek sholim, and of course you'd be mishalom al piatzmai, and it's not knas, and therefore you could also collect in bavel as well. And the Miri who says yishim shein hefesh ben gedel maktanim el betanagayim, that the only time that we said there's a chilul between a large chicken and a small chicken is only by chickens, but not by kvasim, as lo ilam ein derech haklavim bekach, as benigeir kevitz, it's not normal for a dog to eat a sheep v'chein das gedel mechabrim ayin sham. In addition, the Miri points out that we know that the Gemara will tell us in Perek Afal Pi that achila l'idei atchak is considered achila, and therefore l'chayra, even though it's mishuna, but even so, it should be considered achila l'idei atchak, and it should be considered achila, and this should be a tol d'shein, and should be chayiv nezik shalim. And the Miri explains ahu b'davish in a balechayim, that is referring to something that was eaten that's not balechay, could go in shunra the achol tamri. If you have a cat that eats dates, uvechamra the achol b'yisa, or there's a donkey that eats an egg, and although that's not a standard food, however, that's achila shalidei atchak, and it's considered achila, and you'd be chayiv nezik shalim. However, for a dog to eat a sheep or a cat to eat a chicken, that is so unusual, and therefore it's considered a told of Karen, not of Shane. And our Gemara continues, be toughest lemaf kinimine, that even though we said it's a knas, and therefore you'll not be able to collect knasses above all, if the nizik goes and is typhus from the mazik, then Bezdin would not take it away from the nizik. In addition, during the time of the Gemara, although they wouldn't judge dina knasses above all, however, at that time there were still people that were smuchin Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they would judge dina knasses in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Oma Kavali Zimna da Zilna La'arit Yisrael Kavinalei, if the Nizik would say to the Mazik, I want you to come with me to Eretz Yisrael in order to go in front of judges and they could judge Dini Knosses, then you would have to listen and you'd have to go with him. If the Mazik refuses to go, then we put the Mazik in Chirim. And the Gemara continues, that the din is that it doesn't make a difference if there was a dog that killed a sheep or a cat that ate a tarnagol, that since you see that they're Mazikim, therefore, though we don't paskin Dini Knosses in Bavel, however, since you see that they're Mazikim, therefore you have to get rid of them out of your home, and if you don't do so, then we put the mazik in chayim, and this is based on the din of Reb Nosson. The Tanya is with Reb Reisa. Reb Nosson states, "Benayin shlo yigadol adam kalav rab b'tich beisai val yamid tzulim ruah b'tich beisai." That how do we know that a person should not raise a beard kalav or a kalav that already damaged within his house? And there is also an issa for a person to leave a weak ladder in the home. Hamaloyim, the pasuk tells us in Pashas Kiseite, "Lasasim davim beisecha." Should not place anything in your home that could cause someone an injury and can cause damage to someone. And Rashi says, Adam Sal Kazeka, your hard game, that you actually have to kill the dog and you have to kill the cat. And before we continue, let's see the Ba'am Taisis on Daf Tes Vav Beis, where Taisis states that although we said Vitafos Leibav Kidamine, it doesn't mean that the Nizik has a right to take anything he wants from the Rishus and the Mazik, and all he has a right is to take the actual animal that damaged him, and that will be the way that he takes the actual payment, but he can't just take anything he wants. As Taisis says, Ba'im Rabbein Tam, Dafki Tafos HaMazik Atzmai, Kagoyna Kelava Yashunu Kama, Dulem Afkina, the Mazik. And also, Ayin Taisis, Dibu Maskel, the Hashad Amr, Palganiska Knossa, where Taisis points out that when the Gemara says that according to Mandama, Palganiska Knossa, so if a kelev eats a sheep or a cat eats a chicken, that that's considered Mishunah, therefore the Chiyah would not be based on Shane, but instead it would be based on Karen, and you'd pay Chetzi Nezek, and therefore you would not be able to collect it in Bavel because Ain Dun Dina Knossa B'Bavel. However, Taisis says that you shouldn't think that according to the Mandama, that Palganiska is Moina, you still have to pay Chetzi Nezek and you could be Goyim in Babel, but Taisis says you would actually not be able to collect it all, as since it's Mishunah, therefore we can't learn that there's actually any responsibility and any payment due at all, Ayin Shum. And our Mishnah states, Chamisha Tamen v'Chamisha Mu'adin, the five categories of cases where something is considered Tam, and the five cases where the Mazik is considered Mu'ad. Number one, HaBehema in Mu'adas, that a Behema is not considered Mu'ad and is considered Tam, L'Ligach v'Lei Ligai v'Lei and all these cases are different cases of toldus of Karen, and therefore you'd pay Chetzi Nezek. As Rashi says, Loi Ligach b'Karen, and that is the Av of Karen. V'Loi Ligach the Chifas Guf, the Kul have told the Karen, and Mishamen Chetzi Nezek, Harei Chamisha Tamen, and therefore we've just brought five categories of Tamen and five cases where there's an animal that's a Tam. And the Mishnah continues and brings five cases of Mu'adin, Hashein Mu'edes Lechos Areila, and when an animal eats something which is normal for it to eat, Yesh Hanola Zekai, then that's considered a case of a mu'ed and you pay a nezek shalim. The second case is a regular mu'ed is lishba b'derech iluchai, that the case of regal by an animal, that if it's derech iluchai and it breaks something, then you be chayiv nezek shalim, and that is also a case of mu'ed. That's number two. Number three, v'shar mu'ed, of course, the case of v'shar mu'ed, even with Karen, you'd be chayiv nezek shalim, and that's case number three. And the fourth example of a mu'ed that pays nezek shalim is a shar mazer b'shus ha-nizik, if you have a shar that damages under the shus of the nizik, and therefore, even if a shar that's a tam and it damages by using Karen and it damages in the Rishus of Nizik, he would be Chayiv Nezik Shalim. And as we said, this Mishnah is going like a Tafin, that Mishunah Karen Bechatzar Nizik, that Nezik Shalim is Shalim. And the fifth case of a Mu'ed is Va'adam, and a person is always going to be a Mu'ed, and therefore pays Nezik Shalim. And we know that he's Chayiv in all cases because of Adam Mu'ed La'ilam. And in Rashi, Balichayim Kamari, we're only talking about Balichay, And that's why this Mishnah doesn't count another two, and we didn't bring in the case of Bar and Eish, which are also Mu'ad Mitchilasan. The Mishnah continues and brings another six cases of Mu'ad Mitchilasan. Has the Eve, a wolf, a ri, a lion, a dove, a bear, van Nomar, and a leopard, van Badlis, that term taich as a polecat, van Nachash, and a snake, Hareil Mu'adin, they are all considered Mu'adin. And Rashi states, Afilum Neshicha, even if they bite someone, and therefore there's no Hanola Zekon, and it's also not Derech Iluchon, and it was Miskavin, that's still considered Mu'ad, Uvichol Nezokin. And Rashi states, Mishalim Bailim Shalhan Nezek Shalim, and Rashi points out, come on, Parach, Amai Lechoshev, Hariv Adoiv, why did Mishnah say that there are only five Mu'adin, if Lechur, there are another six Mu'adin that we just counted, and really there should be 11. And Mishnah continues, Rablezer argues on Tanakama, he says, Bizman Shein Bnei Tavis, if these animals are domesticated and they live amongst people, and as Rashi says, Shegidlon Adam Vesai, then Einu Mu'adin, they're not considered Mu'adin Mitchasan, and they only become a Mu'ad after they Shtais, or after they damage three times, and at that point you'd pay Nezek Sholim, and the first three times you'd only pay Chatzin Nezek. And Rabbi Lezer continues that although I said there's been a gay as Ze'iv, Ari, Doiv, Nom, and Badlis, however, Nachish Mu'ud Lo'ilam, that I certainly agree to the Tanakama, that Nachish is Mu'ud Lo'ilam as Mu'ud B'tchilasai, and therefore would always pay Nezek Sholim, and we will stop over here.